Is Clement Vagnatella at the Zondo Commission of Inquiry today. Barbara Hogan, Clement, wrapping up on the third day of her testimony and continuing the theme and finishing by saying she believes she was fired by Jacob Zuma because she took him on when it came to issues of SOE governance and leadership.
Yeah, so what she was doing is sort of wrapping up the testimony and speaking about how even though she still doesn't have the actual reason why she was removed as public enterprises minister back in 2010, she believes that that's possibly because she refused to do the bidding for the former president. She says she had to stand her ground many times in the face of the interference and the political pressure in SOEs and even the appointment of executives at SOEs. And she believes that's the reason why the president decided that perhaps she should be let go from his cabinet. And, you know, she concluded also by just, you know, advising and perhaps also recommending to the commission that it must look at how board members of SOEs are appointed. It must look at governance and the kind of political pressure and interference that is experienced at that level, and speaking about the deployment committee of the African National Congress and saying that the commission needs to really look at these issues and look at ways that it can recommend at the end of its, you know, at the end of its hearings how governance can be improved.
And then Mzwanele Jimmy Manyi, he took exception to the fact that the testimony that he'd psychologically prepared himself for today was going to be postponed until week after next. And eventually, after a little bit of to-ing and fro-ing, he was allowed to give his testimony. And he said, basically, far from being an agent of state capture, I was one of the cleanest, purest, most saintly defenders against the bullocks of corruption that you can imagine. He really did paint a very positive picture of himself.
Yes, he did. You know, he fought because, you know, the commission was about to adjourn for the day. They were trying to get him to come back on the 23rd of November, and he pushed to be allowed to address two issues. One, that text message that he sent to Acting Director General at GCIS, Pumla Williams, when she was on the stand a few months ago here at the commission. And, you know, Pumla Williams interpreted that as Mzwanele Manyi trying to influence her testimony. So his clarity was that he was only trying to clarify Pumla on the fact that when the TNA business breakfast deals were happening between the Gupta family's businesses and GCIS, he was long gone from that communications agency. So he said he sent that text message to clarify that issue and not necessarily to influence Pumla Williams' testimony. The second issue he wanted to deal with is around the fact that, you know, remember Pumla Williams made an accusation or a claim that Mzwanele Manyi actually dismantled the bid adjudicating committee, which really takes the final decisions on tenders and placed all decision making under him. And he's confirmed and admitted today, this afternoon, that in fact he did dismantle that bid adjudicating committee. But he says he had every reason to do so because there were irregularities, you know, there was corruption as well happening under that bid adjudicating committee. And he's laying the blame, all of it, on Pumla Williams. He says Pumla Williams was part of that committee for about 10 years, and all of these irregularities happened under her watch. So he's claimed, as you said, to be the man that was on a cleanup campaign, who was making sure that, you know, he deals with the kind of corruption and irregularities that were happening at GCIS. But there was another interesting twist here. The commission has heard how during its investigations, it uncovered that there were some inappropriate tenders during the time of Mzwanele Manyi as GCIS head that favored the Gupta family, and they have questions to ask Mzwanele Manyi. And he took issue to that. You know, he says he doesn't understand why he must be cross-examined on those issues because he hasn't asked to cross-examine anyone, even though he has been implicated by other people during their testimonies. But, you know, I was looking at the rules of the State Capture Commission, and nowhere does it say you can only be asked to come and be cross-examined if you yourself
want to be.
Request to cross-examine someone. So he seems to be playing by the rules, but it's not actually the rules. But also the question is, why does he not want to take the stand and answer some of those tough questions on the information that has been covered by this commission? But it's been decided that he must come back on the 23rd of November. He will have to be asked about this new information that the commission has. He will also be asked about why he was part of the interministerial committee with Museveni Zizwani that looked at the closure and the halting of the business relationship between the banks and the Gupta family's businesses. Because remember, Museveni Zizwani introduced him as his advisor to when they had a meeting with Standard Bank. So those are some of the questions that he'll be coming back to the commission to answer on the 23rd of November.
Thanks very much to Eyewitness News reporter Clement Maniatella.